This update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Huron County is taking proactive steps to address surplus prescription drugs with a special event this Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Residents are encouraged to participate in a drive to safely dispose of unwanted medications. This special day of collection is because of a partnership with the DEA in an effort to reduce surplus prescription drugs that are commonly found in our households, remarked Kelly J. Hansen, Huron County Sheriff. The drop-off point at the Sheriff's Office, located at the main entrance off South Street, ensures accessibility for all county residents. Unfortunately, we are only able to take pills and patches, but not items such as syringes or inhalers, Sheriff Hansen explained. However, we will also accept vape pens or other e-cigarette devices as long as the batteries are removed. Devices with non-removable batteries cannot be accepted. Since January 3rd of 2011, the county office has collected unwanted prescription drugs during regular business hours with overwhelming community support, around 2,310 individuals contributing nearly 1,925 pounds of medications. For those unable to participate on Saturday, disposal services are available during regular business hours. Residents can contact the county office at 989-269-6500 for more information. Jeannie Henry's dedication and service to Huron County were recently lauded at a gathering hosted by the Huron County Democrats. With 18 years of steadfast commitment as a member of the County Board of Canvassers, Henry's invaluable contributions were celebrated with a certificate of distinction accepted graciously by her husband, Charles Henry. Evelyn Conkright, a colleague of Henry's on the Board of Canvassers, had the privilege of presenting the award, representing Huron County Clerk Lori Neal. Conkright warmly commended Henry's profound impact, emphasizing her deep knowledge and unwavering dedication to safeguarding the integrity of elections within the county. "I'm proud to have served alongside Jeannie for several years and learned so much from her. Jeannie knew everything," remarked Conkright. Henry's enduring commitment to upholding democratic principles and ensuring fair and transparent elections over her 18 years of service has undeniably left a lasting impression on Huron County. And we will be right back with more news for you right after this.
How many times have you gone to a car dealer and they're not willing to negotiate on price? And then, not only did they not work with you on the price of the vehicle, but then they charge you a dock fee. Tyler from Al Hansen Motors has something to say about that.
Hi, Tyler here from Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe. Unlike other dealers, we won't charge you dock fees. Where other dealers won't budge on price, we're willing to negotiate and take care of our customers. And all of our vehicles come with our in-house warranty. This week we have a 2014 Ram 1500 with full power, heated cloth seats, a heated steering wheel, Hemi V8 engine, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera, starting at $10,980. It has 197,000 miles and is in great condition. We also have a 2020 Chevy Equinox LS with only 85,000 miles, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and a gas-saving 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine, starting at $18,680. Next up, we're asking $14,880 for a 2018 Ford Fusion SE with 90,000 miles, featuring full power, heated leather seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, and remote start. Last up is a 2018 Chevy Cruze hatchback featuring full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and a backup camera, starting at $15,780 with only 66,000 miles.
Your local no-fees dealership, Al Hansen Motors.
Authorities are seeking public assistance in identifying a suspect involved in the recent bank robbery at the Sunrise Family Credit Union in Essexville. The FBI, in collaboration with the Hampton Township Public Safety Department, has released new photos of the alleged perpetrator and is urging anyone with information to come forward. The incident occurred on Tuesday, April 9th, at approximately 10:30 a.m. The suspect is described as a slim-built man in his 40s, standing between 5 feet 10 inches to 6 feet tall. He was wearing a black hat featuring a white American flag logo, a black hoodie, black jeans, tennis shoes, and a white KN95 face mask. According to reports, the suspect brandished a semi-automatic pistol and threatened a bank teller to hand over money. He left the credit union with an undisclosed amount of cash. The FBI Detroit field office, in conjunction with local law enforcement, is actively pursuing leads in this ongoing investigation. The St. Clair County's Drug Task Force had a busy week executing multiple search warrants. The warrants resulted in one arrest and four felony drug charges. The task force seized over 15 grams of methamphetamine, 2 grams of fentanyl, crack cocaine, 13 firearms, drug paraphernalia, scales, and packaging materials. The task force was assisted by St. Clair County Special Response Team and United States Border Patrol K-9 in their efforts this week. As a result of those efforts, 25-year-old Connor Poirier of Port Huron was arrested April 17th after the execution of a search warrant on the 1900 block of 22nd Street. At arraignment, Poirier was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of analogs, and maintaining a drug house. Poirier's bond was set at $5,000 cash surety. And we will return with more news after this.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
Out of air and pinned by an alligator to the bottom of the Cooper River in South Carolina, Will Georgitis decided his only chance to survive might be to lose his arm. Georgitis told the Post and Courier of Charleston he put his feet on the gator and pushed as hard as he could. He says he somehow ripped his arm out of the alligator's jaws instead of off. Georgitis was attacked on April 15th as he surfaced. He says he has seen gators before in the 30 or 40 times he has dived at that spot, but never had one come after him. Georgitis suffered a broken arm and has tons of staples from the wounds. A prosecutor told jurors that Donald Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election by preventing damaging stories about his personal life from becoming public. The statement came at the start of the former president's historic hush money trial. A defense lawyer countered by saying Trump was innocent and by attacking the integrity of the one-time Trump confidant, who's now the government's star witness. The opening statements offered the 12-person jury and the voting public a roadmap for viewing the allegations at the heart of the case and Trump's expected defenses. We do have an obituary report for you. Wave M. Manuel, age 58, of Seaboing, passed away Monday, April 15th. A memorial visitation is planned for Tuesday, April 23rd at Yingle and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Seaboing from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. The memorial service will be Wednesday, April 24th at New Salem Church in Seaboing. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 10:30 a.m. with a luncheon to follow. Memorial donations may be given to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and wave Maniel's name. Mario Cox, age 73, of Fillion, passed away on Friday, April 19th. A funeral service will be held Wednesday, April 24th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Wednesday from 1 p.m. until the service time at 4 p.m. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Cox family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Carl A. Palmatier, Sr., 92, of Cass City, died peacefully Saturday, April 20th. Visitation will take place from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th, at Cran's Funeral Home in Cass City, and from 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. on Friday, April 26th, at the funeral home. Interment will take place in Novesta Township Cemetery. Military honors conducted by Cass City VFW Post and the United States Navy Guard. Memorials may be made in Carl Palmatier's name to Cass City VFW Post number 3644. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And for a quick look at your weather here at the station in Bad Axe, 62 degrees is the current temperature. Wind speeds are from the southwest at 14 miles per hour, gusting to 26 miles per hour. And the humidity is at 23%.